I always like to review because we always like to forget. So we need some reviewing. I want to gauge a little bit what you guys know. What have you been listening? What have you been learning this whole time? And we'll see how we are in terms of what we've been learning this whole ABC Kids season, which coincides with the school year. Okay, so what book are we studying in ABC Kids this year? Every lesson has been from this book. Every lesson has been from this book. Ian.
Proverbs,
excellent. And I'm sure all you other guys who raised your hand knew that was right too. Okay? There's a song we sing once in a while. We didn't sing it tonight. And it goes along with Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. Does anybody remember what Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7 is? And if it helps you to sing, to remember the words, you can sing it. Or you can just say it. Miranda?
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, and fools despise wisdom and instruction.
But fools despise wisdom and instruction. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And that's a pattern you see a lot in the Proverbs. The Proverb will give you the godly way, the righteous way, the correct way, and it'll give you the foolish way, the way that leads to trouble. Okay? All right. We talked about the fear of the Lord. Miranda just said it. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. In other places in the Bible, it says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Okay, what does the fear of the Lord mean? Does that mean we're afraid of Him? That He's going to harm us in some way and we should be hiding or cowering down? Does the fear? Is that what the fear of the Lord means? Dominic?
No, it means
Yeah, you're on the right track there. Excellent, excellent. You have a respect for God. You have reverence to God. You know who's in charge. He's in charge. We are not. Okay? You submit to Him. Okay? You submit to Him. That means you do what He says. You accept His authority as a superior to you. Okay? And it also talks about humility. When you fear the Lord, you're showing humility. You're humble. You're not so proud of yourself and saying, "Oh, look at me. I'm awesome." No, no. Your mama might think you're awesome, but humility, being humble before the Lord is what we're supposed to be, the tack we're supposed to take there, the attitude we're supposed to have. Okay? Now here's a question I thought up yesterday, so I haven't asked you guys all this. Okay? Now a lot of our lessons have been about wisdom, right? Wisdom, okay? How do we get wisdom? How can you get more wisdom? How can you get more wisdom? If that's what you're trying to get, how do you get more? Roman?
By listening.
Listening. Excellent. That's a great answer. Listening. Perhaps your Sunday school teacher, or Mr. Newberry, or Pastor Pittman, okay? Or maybe a family member. You know, if you listen to them, you can gain some wisdom, okay? How about reading your Bible? Can you get wisdom from reading your Bible? Oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes. The Bible's chock full of wisdom, especially this book we're studying, Proverbs. Okay? Who can we ask for wisdom if we lack it? If we need more wisdom, who can we ask for more wisdom?
The Lord.
Yes, excellent. You can ask God for more wisdom. Say, "Lord, please, give me wisdom in these matters. Help me to have wisdom. Know what to do and how to behave and how to treat people and how to do this, that, or the other." Okay? God will grant you wisdom. Okay? So you guys are on the ball. You know all my questions. That was great. We're studying Proverbs. We're trying to gain wisdom from listening to our pastor or teachers, from listening to our family members, or from reading our Bibles. We're asking God to give us wisdom. Okay? Now, another thing about Proverbs, usually in Proverbs, there's usually presented to us in the same proverb, in the same verse, there's the wise way and there's the foolish way. Some of the foolish things we're supposed to do, get out that laziness, put it away. Okay, a lot of the Proverbs talk about laziness. We're supposed to have a good work ethic. When it's time to work and do our jobs, we're supposed to do that. Not just sit on our rear end and watch Coca-Cola, or drink Coca-Cola and watch NASCAR and watch the world go by. You get busy doing your work. Okay? Avoid gossiping. Okay? Watch what you say. Okay? Use your godly words. Okay? Keep your promises. Be faithful to your commitments. If you say you're going to do something, show up and do it. Okay? If you promise something to somebody, fulfill your promise. Don't break it. Okay? Now, like I said, usually the proverb has the godly way, the right way, the way from the Bible, and it has the foolish way, the wrong way. And that leads to, what's the word I always like to say? If you follow the foolish path, it's going to lead to... Well, that's a great answer as well. You're right. I'll give you credit. Yes, consequences. Whoever blurted that out and didn't wait for me to call on them. Consequences. There's always consequences to the foolish person who follows the foolish path. Okay? And then last bit of a little of reviewing. What's a sluggard? The sluggard has come up a few times in our lessons.
A lazy person.
Excellent, Mr. Isaac. Very good. All right. The sluggard is the lazy person. So that's a little trip down the first, I guess, 15 lessons or so we've had, because we're in chapter 16 tonight. A little bit of review for Proverbs, and by your answers and by all the hands that I saw going up, it seems like you all are listening, paying attention, and trying to gain wisdom, and I'm thankful for that. All right, now we're going to look at chapter 16 of Proverbs tonight, okay? Brother Isaac did 15 and 14. 14 was before the break, and 15 was last week, okay? So I'm doing 16 tonight, all right? So Proverbs chapter 16 has 33 verses. Am I going to sit here and read them all to you while you fall asleep?
Nope.
No, I'm not. I pared it down to about 8, so about a quarter of the chapter. And I don't have awesome slides like Brother Isaac does, because I'm not good at that kind of stuff. So I'm just going to talk to you and maybe ask you a couple questions about it. All right, so the first one I stopped and looked at was Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. And I'm reading the ESV translation. I don't know what this is. Is this what they use to point at the words?
Yeah.
All right. I guess it can stay here. It's not bothering me. All right, and since I'm old and can't see, I'm going to use these. And I might look over at you and look at my words like this. All right? Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. It says, commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. What does that mean? Tell me, Mr. Gray. All right, well, here's what I believe it means after asking God for wisdom and praying. I think it means decide you will serve God, and He's going to fill up your to-do list. Say, I'm going to serve God. I'm going to do what God wants me to do. I'm going to dedicate myself to God. And then if you do that, genuinely and truthfully and sincerely, God will give you a to-do list and fill it up. He'll give you jobs to do, okay? What are some jobs a Christian can do? Yes, Roman?
Telling people about God.
Yes, you can witness. Tell people about Jesus, invite people to church. Having personal prayer time, personal Bible reading time, okay? Just trying to be Christ-like. Behaving in public and in your family and everywhere the way Christ would want you to behave, okay? So if you decide you're going to serve God, He's going to fill up your to-do list, and you're going to have jobs to do. And your job is just to say, here I am, God. I'm ready for work. Give me a job to do, okay? Our pastor is very busy. Guess what some of the things a pastor's to-do list looks like? He goes and visits people in the hospital that are sick, okay? He studies his Bible and prepares for lessons on Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night, okay? And back before this silly virus, we had choir, and he was in charge of the choir, too. He was our choir director, helping us pick out songs to learn and sing, okay? And that's just a small fraction of what our pastor does. We should be praying for him, by the way, and asking God to bless him. But Christian, if you decide you're going to serve God, and you make a plan to commit your work to the Lord, He's going to give you a to-do list, and you'll be busy serving God with things that you need to do. All right. Number 5. Everyone who is arrogant in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Be assured, you will not go unpunished. A lot of big words in there. Abomination, okay, and unpunished, and arrogant. What does arrogant mean? Anyone know what arrogant means? Yeah, I think you're on the right track there, Rude. What do you think, Brandon?
Sassy.
Getting pretty close there. Sassy, yeah. Rowan?
Proud.
Proud of yourself, yeah. Somebody who just boasts and likes to brag and likes to try to tell everybody that they're the greatest. Okay? Well, the Bible says plainly here in chapter 16, verse 5, everyone who is arrogant, pride, boasting, bragging, in heart, okay, in your heart, if you feel that way about yourself, it's an abomination to the Lord. What does abomination mean? That means that the Lord hates it. He will not tolerate it. He does not approve of it. He hates it. And it even says there's consequences. Be assured he will not go unpunished. So if somebody lives their life in that manner, boy, they're heading for a fall. They're heading for trouble. They're heading for destruction. And oh, by the way, that leads me to verse 18. The Bible says, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Verse 5 and verse 18 there are kind of related, talking about the same thing. Pride, arrogance, boastfulness, bragging. Those are attitudes and actions that Christians ought not to have, okay? All right? You can do your best if you're playing sports, or you can try your hardest to get an A on that test. But you don't really need to do the happy dance after you do it. Okay? You don't need to really go, woo, look at me, I scored 20 points today. Nope. Ought not to do that. Okay? No bragging. Alright, so that took care of 5 and 18. Let's look at 8. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues with injustice. I think this talks about stealing or cheating people out of financial gain. Okay? Trying to acquire wealth, trying to acquire money at the expense of others, okay? Don't cheat people, don't steal from people just to get money, okay? And that's obvious, that's one of the commandments in the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not steal, okay? So, if you're like, oh, all I care about is money, and I'm going to lie, cheat, and steal, and try to rip people off as best I can, as long as I get all the money I want. Is that a proper attitude for a Christian to have?
No.
No, obviously no. But sadly, people in the world, and even Christians, you know, they fight that battle. Okay? And we need to be on guard for that. I mean, don't cheat, don't lie, don't steal for financial gain. Okay? Now, looking at verse 16. How much better to get wisdom than gold? To get understanding is to be chosen rather than silver. This is talking about the value of wisdom. How valuable is wisdom? Well, the Bible says it's very valuable. It's more valuable than gold or silver. Okay? Getting back to wealth, getting back to money there. Okay? So we are supposed to have a high value for wisdom. Okay? We're supposed to pursue it. We're supposed to try to gain it. Okay? Even more than gold and silver. Okay? Now, here's verse 23, and we're heading down the home stretch, so keep your ears on and listen. Number 23, the heart of the wise makes his speech judicious and adds persuasiveness to his lips. Okay? I think this means watch your tongue, watch what you say. Speak to people with love and with patience. And if you're speaking to me, speak loud because I can't hear good. Okay? When you speak to people, whether you're giving them instruction or whether you're witnessing to them about Jesus, you know, have an attitude of love and patience in your heart while you're dealing with them. Okay? And that will add to your persuasiveness, the Bible says. People are more apt to listen to you. Maybe you're maybe even apt to change their mind about something. Okay? A lot of arguing and bickering in the world, but if people would just present their opinions, if it was just an opinion, but present factual things from the Bible with love, with patience, okay, a person's heart might be persuaded and changed. All right? And I'm going to skip down to 32, and then I'm going to come back to 25, and then we'll be done.
Yay!
Yay! Smart Alec. All right, 32. Whoever is slow to anger, Brother Isaac had a verse about this in one of his lessons last week or the week before. Whoever is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit is better than he who takes a city. Now, this is talking about self-control and patience, okay? It's better to be a person who's slow to anger and have self-control than it is to be a mighty warrior who can conquer a city, okay? Now, obviously, there are mighty warriors in the Bible, okay? But the Bible's saying here, it's better to be slow to anger and to have self-control than it is to be a mighty warrior who conquers cities, okay? So how are you on that? Do you have a hot temper? Do you get mad easy? If your brother or sister upsets you and you want to just conk them on the head? Well, hold up on that. You got to put the brakes on that. Try to be patient toward them. Try to be loving toward them. Okay? I'm guessing somebody was probably patient and loving to you when you were running around like a crazy person, like a firecracker, causing problems left and right. Okay? Try to have patience for others. Okay, now one more left. And actually, the same exact verse, Brother Isaac had this back in chapter 14, but it's worth another looking at. Verse 25 of chapter 16. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way to death. There is a way that seems right to a man, or a lady, or a boy, or a girl. We think it's right in our minds, but in the end, it's the way to death. Okay? I think what the Bible is cautioning us about here is, don't think you know everything. Don't lean on your own knowledge. Okay? Seek God's way. Seek God's way. All right? And another thing this leads me to think about is there's a lot of people out in the world who are leaning on their own way. They think their way seems right, especially concerning salvation. People think, oh, I got to be good so I can go to heaven. If I could just be good enough, I could go to heaven. Is that how it works?
Nope.
No, that ain't how it works. Okay? Because none of us is good enough because the standard is perfect. And we're like way below the standard of perfect. All right? All of us. All right? So, how can you be saved then? Well, by trusting Jesus, the one who is perfect and came and lived a sinless perfect life here on earth. By trusting in Him and putting your faith in Him, that's how you can go to heaven. Okay, turning from your sins, say, I don't want to do those rotten things I used to do, right? And turning towards Christ by faith and trusting Him. Okay, He shed His blood on the cross to pay for our sins. If you'll trust Him and put your faith in Him, you'll go to heaven. Okay, you'll be a Christian. And then you can spend the rest of your life, like I said before, filling up your to-do list, waiting for God to fill up your to-do list, and it won't take long. Okay, just say, I want to serve God. What can I do for God? What can I do for my fellow church members and my friends? Okay, how can I love God and love others? Okay, so that's just about 8 Proverbs there, and we got done just about on time. Thank you for your attention. Thank you for your time. But consider, where are you in this? Are you patient? Are you slow to anger? Are you ready to put up your dukes all the time?
Yep.
No. Ought not to be like that. The Bible plainly says. Okay. How do you talk with others? Do you spread lies and gossip? Or are you watching your tongue? Are you thinking about things before you speak? Is it going to hurt somebody's feelings? Is it going to even be truthful? Does it need to be said at all? Okay, things that we can all consider. And rest assured, boys and girls, adults fight these battles too. We fight these battles too. Okay? As long as we still have that old sinful nature in us, we gotta be watching it. Okay? Well, thank you for your time and attention. And consider where you are in these matters. Okay? Are you lying and cheating and stealing and trying to get ahead? No? Are you playing by the rules that have been established? Okay? Is money the only thing that's important to you? Or is wisdom important to you?